This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A large-scale drug operation in southern Colorado was led by two former federal employees. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
State officials indicted 23 people in a massive marijuana production and distribution operation that stretched from Fremont and El Paso counties to Miami. According to state officials, the ringleaders were former federal employees with the U.S. Bureau of Prisons and the Department of Veterans Affairs, and were trafficking hundreds of pounds of illegal marijuana across the country. Officials have arrested 9 people so far and are looking for more. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Bureau of Land Management has issued a rule putting conservation on equal footing with other issues like grazing and drilling. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The BLM says the rule recognizes conservation as an essential component of public lands management and would allow the agency to manage for landscape health, prioritize areas of critical concern, and create restoration and mitigation leases, giving companies a way to offset environmental impacts by investing in public lands elsewhere. Colorado Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette applauded the decision, calling it a significant accomplishment for land conservation and wildlife protection. But others were critical, including the Western Energy Alliance, which plans to file a lawsuit. The group argues it violates public lands law and is government overreach. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Postal employees in Grand Junction are upset over changes to mail service. A plan to overhaul mail operations is moving forward despite pushback both locally and nationally. Union Vice President Shane McDonald says jobs will be affected.
They keep saying no career layoffs, but that means that the non-career employees, which we have quite a few of those, will be laid off more than likely.
More than 30 career employees will need to be reassigned, according to the Postal Service. Cracks in a bridge on U.S. 50 between Montrose and Gunnison have forced CDOT to close the highway. Engineers found what they called anomalies in the bridge Thursday afternoon during a second inspection. There's no timeline for the bridge to reopen. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.